Vous êtes bien sur Antithèse, la radio lycéenne lorgaise.
I'm Basile, and today I'm here to present to you our new class project named Three Film and a Show with Gaspar and Tess. Currently, we are going to talk about the play called Prof Turing that we saw on 5th November 2024 at the Salle Mitterrand in Lorgues with various classes.
Hi guys, I'm Gaspar. To introduce our show, we'll have a general presentation including a homemade synopsis, a cast and director presentation, and a character analysis. This will give you a general idea of the play so that you can appreciate it better.
I'm your last presenter today and I'm Tess. To go further, we'll go see the technical part with a presentation of music, sounds, films, messages, angles. Anyway, if you want to learn more about the subject and are interested in film techniques, this section is for you.
Thanks, Tess. But let's go back to the surface, to reality, to see what the classes taught. And you, what did you think about it?
We need to keep the suspense going.
And I'm sure listeners will be looking forward to it.
Don't forget that in the meantime, listeners can enjoy the quizzes created by our quiz team.
Good luck, everyone.
But before that, let's allow our fellow presenters to give a brief summary of this play. We're listening. It's your turn.
Hello, everyone. I'm Leo, and I'm gonna present you Alan Turing. Alan Turing was born in 1912. He was a British mathematician and cryptologist. During World War II, he played a major role. He had created the Enigma machine used by military Germans. He had decrypted several thousand messages sent between the Germans who used their secret communication to organize the dropping of bombs. He was taught by Arthur Eddington and Max Neumann, but in 1952 he was prosecuted by the court because he was gay. He chose the chemical castration for escape the prison. He was found dead, poisoned by cyanide the 8th June 1954.
Hello, I'm Anna.
And I'm Talina. And today we present the director presentation.
Vladimir Stiert is a director and theater director, born in 1883. After studying philosophy, political science and art history, he turned to theater in 2006, becoming an assistant to Jean-Claude Berucci at La Comédie de Saint-Étienne, where he developed a stage approach combining tradition and modernity. In 2009, he founded his own company, Compagnie Vladimir Steyart, based in Saint-Étienne. His company explores the link between digital arts and theater, tackling complex themes often anchored in international context.
Steyart favors multidisciplinary tagging and no linear narrative, aiming to create powerful and immersive theatrical image. In 2022, he presented Prof Turing, a play about the mathematician Alan Turing at the Théâtre de la Reine Blanche in Paris. Vladimir Stiert is recognized for his innovative approach to theater, integrating various artistic disciplines to create contemporary and engaged works.
Hello, I'm Mathieu and I'm going to speak about Yann Métivier. Yann Métivier is an actor who did artistic training at the Nantes Conservatory. He also followed a course in contemporary dance. He joined the School of the National Dramatic Center of Saint-Étienne in 2000 and it was formed also at the School of Comedy in 2003. In addition to being actor, he is also a producer. For example, he made Feu, published in September 29 in 2024. This play is a return to the confinement. It's a projection to a future full of danger. In the play Profiteering, Yann play with her stutter. Yann play with some of actors like Violaine Vallée or Laurent Breton and others.
Hello, I'm Baptiste and I'm going to speak of the synopsis of the play The Machine of Alan Turing. It is inspired by a true story. The performance is composed of the actors Stammerer entrance on the stage. He presents his job. He talks about his post as a warring in WWII. Then he distributes to the audience very difficult maths exercise. After he plays chase and lose the games on purpose, and he explains how he broke the code with the machine Enigma and beat the Nazi. He claims to have discovered the code through the wording Hitler. The fact that the character is homosexual is important in this play. It was his excuse that his country did not fully acknowledge his contribution to World War II in that he was castrated by the English justice.
Hello everyone, I am Jeanne. Today I'm going to introduce you to the cast of this play. The main actor who play Alan Turing is Yann Métivier. The text is created and written by Frank Gazelle and Vladimir Steyert. Director Vladimir Steyert devotes I Myself to the life of Alan Turing. He continues his research on myths by focusing on the essential character of our contemporary history. The play lasts 55 minutes and is projected by the company Vladimir Steyert and the co-projected by Maison de la Culture de Tournai, Maison de Création et Scène Nationale Art Science Milan. The piece contains several different parts, a part where he speaks, on where he shows, use a video, on where he plays a game, and another where he writes. All this is mixed with a comical side. The Département de la Loire and l'École des Mines de Saint-Etienne support them. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you very much for introducing us to the play and allowing us to meet the main character, who is Alan Turing, a very important mathematician of the 20th century. Maybe it made you want to watch the play?
But it's not over yet.
Exactly. Now let's see the technical part of the play with Iman, Elliot, Valentine and Titouan. So let's go, Elliot, it's your turn.
Hi everyone, it's Elliot and today we talk about the analysis of light, the music and the sounds. First, in the play, we had seen that he used projector and a computer to change the atmosphere because the story takes place in the 50s, but these elements are modern, so it modernizes the reality. Secondly, he breaks the fourth wall because there is an interaction between the character and the audience. People even came to the scene. Also, he used music like Aleph from Geza Felsten, Verdi's Call from Daft Punk, and many sounds like noise of machine, alarm clock sounds with images that represent them and are displayed by the projector.
Hello everyone, I'm Titouan and I'm here to analyze the costume and accessory present in the play. Are you ready?
We saw that the color of the scene is dual, which shows that the play takes place a long time ago, here on June 6, 1954, which corresponds to the day before the death of Alan Turing. The author wears a classic teacher's costume of the time, despite a simple scene. Each object has a specific aim. Alan Turing's author enters the scene with a gas mask to show the hostile situation of the time. He also brings a bag that refers to the role of Alan Turing in this play, a teacher. An apple is seen on the table throughout the room. It will be used to end his life because it's filled with cyanide. This refers to the feature film Snow White, released in 1937. We find the modernity of the play with a MacBook and a color projector. The play becomes interactive thanks to the multi-question asked between the actor and the audience. A document containing Hilbert's problem is distributed to each spectator. A chess game is played between the author and two spectators. An usual element is present in the scene, a teddy bear symbolizing sweetness, childhood. This may show the path of Alan Turing and his character.
See you soon for the next analyze.
Hi, I'm Valentine and I'm going to analyze the staging of the play. Let's do it. On the scene, we have two boards and the table of teacher. On the first board, Alan presents the sour code like Cesar or Big Ben. On the second board, write the text, the date and the image. The staging looks like a simple classroom with the table and the board, and Alan interacts with the audience like the teacher interacts with his student. The time of play is 1 hour. It represents the time of class of mate. And the third of play, Alan says he is a substitute teacher. The aim of this is to make feel of the audience is make believe he is in a student and he is in a classroom. Thanks for listening.
Hi there, you're now listening to Iman, and I'm going to talk about the message behind this play. This play was meant to tell Alan Turing's story, to pay him a tribute. Then, the message behind this play is that we have to understand that differences do exist, and it is not a problem. We can't make someone feel guilty because they're different. Alan had to go through an inhuman process which will conduce him to suicide by poisoning just because of society's homophobia.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. The director used specific sounds and music to focus attention on the actor and used a lot of video effects to convey messages of varying depth.
Yes, with the sound and the visual effects, he made us dive into his world and brought the play to life.
This is getting far too philosophical for me. It's your turn with your team. Save us from this.
Hello, I will present you the opinion of the students. So I found the play very interesting. The subject was deep. It shows the love between two men, that despite inequalities, we can go beyond, and that despite your differences, we can do great things while succeeding the project that we hope to carry out. It shows us that ambition is an important thing for living. I find this play interesting. Now it's the opinion of a teacher. I found the play very interesting. The actor was very talented. He managed to do many things at the same time, like playing chess, reading poetry while balancing on the table. It was impressive.
Hello, I will present you the opinion of a professor. I really liked this performance because the actor interpreted the life of Alan Turing. Well, he talked a lot with the public, which was good. And I liked when he played the chess with students, present in the public. What I didn't like was that he talked a lot with the students who were in front, but he don't talk with the students behind. I still really liked seeing what happened at the end of this life. And I represent you the opinion of a student. I didn't like this performance because the tutoring was too insistent and the beginning of the display looked like a beginning of a boring math class. I think this is the reason why some students were lost. I thought Nazism and homophobia would be the main topics, but that wasn't the case. I find that the subject of homophobia is very poorly addressed in this piece.
A French teacher. I personally have completely adhered to this piece of theatre. What I particularly like was the interaction with the audience, which was very original and which I did not expect. It was pleasant to follow. It was a lot interesting about the life of Alan Turing, making us aware of how much he is a hero who was not recognized as his true valor during his time, and thus we took time to know him.
Hello, I'm Laure.
and I will present to you the opinion of the English teacher. She said that the play has a real poetry and that she really likes the parallel with Disney. That show the end of the life of Alan Turing, that was horrible in a poetry way. She found it very pretty and interesting for a positive point. She likes the actor play, who was not easy to do in front of 400 people, with sometimes some teenager moving and chatting, being noisy, ending with the actor playing his role of stuttering, and another time him getting angry and at the people, losing his character, and that's a negative point. The scenography music was a little too weak for the pupils to hear something much more visual, because some would never go to theater. We're hoping for something impressive, even if it's for the chest and the enjoyer. It was good and with all in the interaction, but she found that the show needed more elaboration.
I wouldn't have thought that opinions would be so mixed.
I don't understand people who didn't like the play.
Keep the thought for the conclusion.
Especially when the quiz team hits here to challenge us. I hope you listened to what was said early.
Hi everyone, my name is Leo, and it's time for the podcast day! So this is my first question. What word did Alan Turing use to outsmart the German? 1. Wehrmacht. 2. Hey Hitler. 3. Blitzkrieg.
I think it's number 2, Hey Hitler.
Okay, so you're good.
Okay, it's Valentin. And this is my question. What was the first question the actor Alan Turing asked to the student? What type are the exercises on the sheet I gave you? What is science? What is mathematics? And what is mathematics for?
I think it's number 2, yes.
No, the good answer was answer 3. What is mathematics?
Hello, I'm Tom, and my first question is, where do the scene take place? 1. In France. 2. In United Kingdom. 3. In United States.
I think it's 2. United Kingdom.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Elio, and my first question is, what is the main field in which Alan Turing conducted his research? The first one is physics. The second is mathematics. The third is medicine, and the fourth is astronomy.
The mathematics.
Yes, you're good.
Okay, so the second question is for Tom. So go.
What has Alan Turing created?
He's creating a machine for decrypt the server code. Dutch server code.
Yes.
What did the Enigma machine consist of?
The Enigma machine is to crypt the message in Germany.
Yeah, is that it consists of testing all possible combinations to find hidden message from Germans.
Which typical aspect did the actor use to represent Alan Turing?
You can repeat the question.
Which typical aspect did the actor use to represent Alan Turing?
I don't know.
The actor stumbled like Alan Turing.
Okay, so my second question is, what is Alan Turing's sexual orientation?
He's homosexual.
Yes.
And the last question. What were the chessboard and the apple for? The chessboard represents the strategy of Alan Turing, and the apple represents his death.
What did Alan Turing to avoid prison?
His go to prison because he's...
To avoid prison.
Avoid? I don't know.
Correct answer. Is to avoid the prison, Alan Turing preferred to choose chemical castration and renounce homosexuality because he believed he could continue working without.
Why did Alan Turing die?
his dad is poisonous himself by I don't remember with what, but he's injecting a apple.
Yes, Alan Turing killed himself because he got depressed because he was gay and the country don't want, so they injected an hormonal therapy.
So my last question is, Alan Turing asked the famous question, can a machine think? In your opinion, what impact has this question had on the development of artificial intelligence today?
I don't have an opinion on this.
Okay, so Turing's question sparked the development of AI by exploring whether a machine could think. It influenced KAI concept like machine learning and neural networks, shaping how we design intelligent systems today.
Thank you, everyone. Tess, it's your turn to shine.
I was waiting for this moment for my whole life. Let's get to the last but not least part of our podcast. I know you're sad, but every good thing has to come to an end. Today, we learned a lot about the play. First, we met a new person, a great mathematician that maybe you already know, Alan Turing. Personally, I would have preferred a play about Ada Lovelace. She's so little known for what she did. But the issues are not the same. Feminism on the one hand, homophobia on the other.
I find the technical part really interesting. The sound effect gives a realistic appearance to the play. Also, the play defends very important cause, and I think it's really important that we talk about homophobia. And you, mate, after all we said here, what do you think about this play?
The history of the play interests me. A mathematician who created an object to decrypt message of the German army for World War II. The history of the play interests me. A mathematician who created an object to decrypt message of the German army for the World War II is just incredible for the time. This man is a genius. The play is very good and I like it.
In my opinion, I found the subject very interesting. The actor played well, even if it was in front of a class of at least 200 teenagers. If I'd been in his shoes, I'd have been so terrified that I might even have fainted before I spoke.
Fated, you are a bit dramatic, aren't you?
I am for sure, and after all this explanation, I can't help but like it more. It makes us think about how society sees differences and how you have to see it like a strength, even if it can break you.
I also found the actor to be very talented, as he managed to captivate an entire audience while playing a stuttering character and performing a chess game.
Exactly.
And you, what did you think about it?
Does it make you want to see it?
Are we coming to the end of this podcast?
Really? It couldn't be such that short.
Don't worry, Gaspar. Those listening to us should keep this in mind. It's not over yet. We're planning something else.
Don't say too much.
Will we wait for Tess to reveal everything? I say goodbye.
Thank you, and see you next time.